Welcome to the gun show, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, did you cut? First of all, everyone, it's the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock Hunter. Yeah. Now, let's get into it. Did you cut the sleeves off the shirt yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these are cut off for sure. Dude, come on. The sleeves on these things are like down to my past my elbows. Shirt looks so much better with this, and it's hot out. You know, and another thing,
the shoulders on there to hold the sleeve up a little bit.
I got nice shoulders. You know, Billy Squire's coming over later, and I didn't want him to feel uncomfortable by wearing sleeves.
Now, everybody, have you heard? Hunter's cut his sleeves off, and he's got little arms. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. Come on. I'm getting ripped, bro. My wife got some dumbbells the other day.
Hey, getting jacked up? That's good, buddy.
And so
that's
we've good. Been doing some curls, and dude, yeah. My legs are still going to be so skinny. You know what? I'm going to lean so hard into that. I'm gonna have this.
What do you need, legs? What do you need legs for, man?
There's not all day anyway.
But. Yeah, exactly. There's nothing better than when you're at the gym and there's that guy that, I mean, just yoked. He's got these little tiny bird legs. It's like, dude, just one day a week, just do legs. One day a week. Please. Do some squats. Yeah. Do some Jesus Christ. You look ridiculous.
Doesn't even walk into the gym. He wheels into the gym. Just, I mean, dude, the mass. Like when your arms, how do your forearms get bigger than your thighs?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's possible.
It's insane. Yeah. Do a fucking squat, for God's sake. Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for fact and opinion. That's right. We give you one awesome fact, one dumb opinion, and you do what you want with it. We don't care. Your fact today, Hunter's arms are so yoked, bro.
So yoked.
That's fact, son. All right.
Looking big. Come on, man. Give me some credit. And high school muscles.
Let's see here. Let's do this foreskin one because, you know, we haven't talked about foreskins nearly enough on the After Show podcast. Scientists can use one circumcised foreskin, which is about the size of a stamp, I don't know, like that big, to grow almost 4 acres of skin that can be transplanted onto burn victims.
So you've been to my parents' house, right?
Yeah.
About 4 acres. That's about 4 acres of land right there. Dude, that's a lot of skin.
It's a lot of skin from one little stamp.
One little calamari, dude. You get 4 acres.
You got 4 acres off my foreskin when you cut it off.
You're right.
Yeah, right. Dude, well, here, look. Let's just chalk it up with the fact that science and the human body are crazy. Combined, it's nuts what we can do. And let's just be grateful that we live in a time where we can grow skin instead of like the 1800s where you'd get a scratch and you were fucking dead, dude. Like, oh,
dude, people lived to like 25. How did he die? Old age.
He was 25. Dude, it's nuts. Like, we are so spoiled. And I get it. Like, going to the doctor can be a hassle. Like, you hate. But we live in a time where we can grow skin. Like, think about
that's insane. So for instance, all right, so I'm hanging out, Brock, you're hanging out, and you go home, and for some reason you flip your car, your car flames up and you burn up, and you got to go get a skin graft, right? Years later, somebody's like, hey, that's my foreskin that they use for your skin. So you're sporting somebody else's foreskin all over your body. How does that make you feel?
So let's say you burn the top of your head and you got to get foreskin.
It's like a mushroom.
Does that make you a dickhead? Are you a dickhead now? Yes.
Yes.
Did it.
Yeah.
It is. And I think probably because of the properties, maybe. Well, because the one thing that does trip me out, and look, I don't want to get into this huge political thing or this religious thing, but stem cells. Like, dude, they've done studies on stem cells and it's amazing. But for some reason, we can't, like, you do have, and again, I don't want to get this, but there's been things that have been put in place that keep us from using stem cells, which it's like a miracle thing, dude. It's nuts. It's nuts.
It's insane. Basically, we're playing God right now, basically. We can clone things. Wasn't there a study out that they could legit almost make a dinosaur now if they wanted to?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like that Jurassic Park shit is like for real. Science is absolutely incredible, guys.
Do you remember all that shit that happened with Dolly? You remember Dolly, the clone sheep? And everyone's like, we can't play God. It's a fucking sheep. What are you talking about? Look, if you're telling me that someone else's body part could help someone else survive, Why not fucking do it? I mean, I don't know. I just, I don't understand.
They're growing ears on mice.
Yeah.
You know, they're basically growing limbs now, dude. That is insane. Think about that.
Yeah.
Like full eye replacements. That one is like
the functioning. Functioning eye.
Yeah. So you just tie the nerve back together? Like, explain that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's simple, dude. Fucking incredible. All right, listen to this one. This is nuts. So my dad just had a quadruple bypass heart surgery, right?
Yeah.
Next year at Bronson up in Kalamazoo, Michigan, there are doctors who are going to do quadruple bypass surgeries by going through the vein in your leg. They don't have to open you up anymore. They put a robot up and through your fucking artery, dude, and it does it all inside of you. And then it comes back out, and the recovery time is like instant.
Dude,
how do you do that?
That's why I'm
magic school bus. Are you with the old lady and she's shrinking a bus down and going in your body? Like, dude, doesn't make sense to me.
You got that little redheaded son of a bitch who's always negative about everything. Listen, Ralph, shut up, Ralph. We're going into this body. I don't care what you're saying. Yeah. No, dude, it's nuts. And honestly, that's why right now I'm trying to do everything I can to just. I think by the time you and I are in our 50s, so I'm 35, you're 35. Well, I'll be 35 in a couple weeks. Anyway, if we can make it to 60, I think we're going to be in a good spot, you know, where we can, you know, basically we can go to the store and be like, my liver's kind of bothering me. Can I take a liver? Give me that middle shelf.
Swipe your card.
Yeah, just swipe your card, you know, like if we can make it that far, we might actually be able to live comfortably into our hundreds. You know what I mean?
That's the key, though, is to make it to 60. That's the tough part.
That is the tough part. And once we can get dong replacements too, I'm getting a big old horse cack.
Just a big floppy. Yeah. What is that thing in your pants?
Dude, that's what we're going to do. I guarantee you guys are going to be able to go in and be like, well, I want a bigger penis. I don't like the one I was born with. Okay, well, we have a wide selection of penises you can use.
I like that one. How does that one look on me? It's like it's like you go in the changing room with your wife and you walk out. Yeah. How does this look on me?
Do you like this, honey? This good?
It's a little short, you know. You like gotta hem them up a little bit.
Yeah, just crazy. Do you know what happened to your? Wait, I've never seen your penis, Hunter. Do you have a foreskin, or is yours gone?
Oh, it's good. It is. Well, it's about 3 acres right now. I'm 35, so no, about 2.5 acres. They're stretching it out, dude.
Flat that out.
No, dude, I'm full blown fireman helmet, dude. I ain't ashamed to admit what I got. All right.
You got a turtleneck, huh? You got the turtleneck.
No, I don't have a turtle. No turtleneck.
Oh, no, the turtleneck's gone. Okay, nice,
yeah,
nice.
I got the fireman helmet, dude.
Is that what you call it? Oh, because it goes farther on one side than the other.
Yeah, that's the fireman helmet, dude.
I usually call it the Darth Vader helmet. That's what it looks like.
Why do you make that noise every time you walk into the bedroom?
It's like a lightsaber.
Yeah. If Darth Vader's helmet was purple, more of a midnight blue. I'm sorry, more of a midnight
blue. It's a midnight blue. God damn it, dude.
We get on foreskins? Oh, dude, real quick. The job. There's a job listing out. Have you seen it? It's circumcising elephants.
I feel like this has been real.
The tips are huge, I guess. The tips are huge. Yes.
You know, here's the best part about this, though, Hunter, is that any other time you would have been a weirdo for bringing up that topic. But since we were talking about foreskins, it works perfectly.
Hey, it fits perfectly. I've been sitting on that for months, so thank you for bringing it up.
You've been sitting on an elephant foreskin for months? That's
it's comfortable.
Very cushy. So bad. All right. Well, this has been 9 minutes of nonsense. So let's get the hell out of here. Thank you, everyone, so much for putting up with us. We will see you next time with another fact and opinion. I don't know if it's going to be penis related or not, but we're going to wait and see.
Ooh, is that bubble gum? Piece of bubble gum.
Bubble gum tastes like shit, man. It's gross. All right. We will see you next time on the Plan B After Show podcast. Later.